Okay, I'm Anna O'Neill reporting outside Tesco Metro in Regent Street. Don't know if you've been following the news at all recently, but if you have, you might have heard about the so-called anti-homeless spikes, which are little metal studs, sort of 2-3 inches in height, that have been put up in some locations in London. One of them is outside some flats on Southwark Bridge Road, but some of the other spikes that have come to the attention of people recently are here outside Tesco Metro, or I should say they were here until a couple of hours ago when contractors came in and they were completely removed and the shelves flattened out. But with me, the person who may be responsible for starting the whole furore, it's Joshua Preston, blogger and photojournalist. Joshua, how did it all start?
Well, I used to work in the area and I'd walk down here of night to get my night bus home. I used to see homeless people sleeping in Tesco's windowsills all the time. You know, there'd be torn McDonald's coffee cups and things like that and cardboard in the morning. I saw Tesco's then decide to put in solid steel studs to keep them away. I wrote a little article on that, and in the last 48 hours it's gained quite a bit of momentum. There's been over 50,000 reads of it so far, and counting. Off the back of that, I decided to arrange a little protest to get a few people down tonight at 6 o'clock. Tesco's, at 4 p.m, decided to remove the studs, so that's a small victory in itself.
And you were there to see that moment, and to get yourself a little trophy, a little momentum. Tell me what you've got.
So I've got myself a Tesco's branded metal plaque that says, "Caution, studs, please do not sit here."
Where are you going to put that?
That's going to go on my wall at home.
Oh, I had a feeling you might say that. Also with me, Tom Walker from Left Unity. You're the person who's organised this protest, even though the studs have already gone. Why is that?
Yeah, well, when we organised the protest, the studs were still here. And what was incredible to see was, like you were saying, it was literally when we were turning up, they had people coming here to take away the studs. And I'm told that Tesco apparently got the contractors down here in a panic. You should have seen them. They were running from shelf to shelf, you know, taking out these anti-homeless spikes. So I think the protest made a big difference. I think if it wasn't for the fact that this protest was going to happen, I don't think Tesco would have responded in the way they did.
And is this part of a wider campaign now, do you think, to get so-called anti-homeless spikes or studs removed from outside other buildings in London?
Oh, absolutely. In London and across Britain. I mean, there are still the infamous spikes there at the flat in Southwark. And I think we should keep going until there aren't any homeless spikes left anywhere in the country. And wider than that as well. You know, there are 700,000 empty homes in Britain. There aren't that many homeless. There are about 200,000 homeless people and 700,000 empty homes. You can do the maths there. You know, people should have homes, not spikes being stuck up on every surface where they might want to lie down.
Well, listen, Tom Walker and Joshua Preston, thanks very much indeed for joining me. We should probably say that Tesco did give a statement saying that the spikes that they put up were never meant to deter homeless people. They were actually there to deter antisocial behaviour, and they've said they will now think of other ways of doing that. This is Anna O'Neill reporting outside Metro on Regent Street.